We want to forget you forever. If you can forget us, your mother, your whole Vrindavan, Braja, Govardhan and all, your cows, your calves, all, your peacocks, your deers. Even you can forget your mother from whom you have taken birth. Why? We cannot forget. But this is the problem, that we cannot forget. From beginning we see that if we are engaged in any house job, what doing? Govinda Damo Dharma Dveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dveti. Even they were clean in their rooms, houses, brooming, even. Oh, they are chanting yogas. What doing? Tears coming from heart melting, weeping, remembering the past times of your past times. And what doing? Govinda Damo Dharma Dveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dveti, Govinda Damo Dharma Dveti. Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai, Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai Jai, Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai. Oh Krishna, where you are, weeping, always lamenting. Oh, we cannot explain how they were doing. And we want to forget everything, but we cannot. Always remembering. Automatically, we want to forget. We want to drop away you from here, totally, but automatically. And yogis, they want to bring Krishna in their heart, even to meditate his very pure lotus feet of Krishna. And thousand years they cannot do this. Krishna never come there. And we want to give up you. And you are telling that sansar ko, give up family life. You are telling us, and meditate me like yogis. Where there is family life? We have no sansar ko. Gehasmriti jaya. Those who have forgotten their house job, husband, father, mother, their family jobs and everything, they have forgotten to take anything, to see anything. They are looking like we are looking, but they are not seeing anything. What they are seeing? Where is my beloved Krishna? Only this. And you are telling that you will come out from the well of family life. What is that? Do you know? Parit Pundarik. You should tell what is sansarku. You should know what is sansarku. Very quickly, try to sit nearer. Go on. You should try to know. We are in well of family attachments. But gopi are not that. But Krishna is telling them, advises them, give up that coop, come out of that well and meditate me. And what they are telling. Huh?
Meditate my lotus feet.
Not, go on. Not working.
It's working. Come
oh.
Come near. Don't hear. Don't hear. Come near.
Very soon.
संसार को इन श्रीमद् भागवतम इन द फर्स्ट टाइम ऑफ प्रहलाद महाराज एंड लॉर्ड नृसिंहदेव वी फाइंड वेरी नाइस इंस्ट्रक्शंस एंड अ डीप एलाबोरेशन ऑन दिस पॉइंट एंड प्रहलाद महाराज इज एक्सप्लेनिंग दैट हाउ द कंडीशन सोल्स in this material world, they are simply entangled and bewildered, just like a person who is fallen into a blind well. The description of blind man exactly 100% tallies with the situation in which we are all struggling in. He gives a very nice example, analogy. Supposing a person who is going in a forest and he is being chased by a lion, a very ferocious tiger who is hungry to devour him. And this person, in order to escape himself from that lion, he looks and runs here and there. And what happens? He comes over a well which is covered with some bushes, blind well, and he jumps into that well, thinking that if I take shelter, if I hide myself in that well, then the lion will have no more access to me. So he hangs himself down by holding the two branches of a tree which is just close by to that well, and the branches are leaning over that well. And when he hangs himself down, and he thinks that, oh, now I'm saved. And when he looks at the bottom of the well, then so many snakes and scorpions and so many dangerous insects, small animals are there. And the snakes are like hissing, ready to bite him. So he sees and his fear increases even more. What to do now? I thought I'll be saved in this well, but he's in even more troubled situation. And then what happens? He notices little later that the branches of the tree which is holding on to are being eaten gradually by two rats from both sides. And they're continuously working on those branches. So there's death all around. How long he can hold on to those branches? And even if he tries his best, the rats are going to eat them up anyway. So he's going to go in the trap of the snakes. And if he tries to come out, then the lion is waiting. But what happens in this crazy, precarious situation where danger is all around, continuous danger, there's no stop, so much fearful situation, what happens? On the top of the branch which he's holding on to, there was a beehive. And just as when he took hold of those branches by shaking all the close other branches which were close by to that branch, they shivered, and from that beehive, the honey, drop by drop, started falling down. Just close to his mouth, that he can take out his tongue and lick. He cannot leave the branch and somehow or another take the honey, but it was close enough that he can lick by his tongue. So he started doing that. And when that drop of honey came on his tongue, he felt, ah, so sweet.
So delicious.
So this is our situation. Being in so much danger, death, always like that lion, is ready to devour us. Can we guarantee that we're going to live 100 years, or 90 years, or 80 years? There are unfortunate souls who are being killed within their womb. They don't even get to come out and see this world or take breath in this world. So, death is continuously following us. There's no escape. No one can escape. Even Ravan and Hiranyakashipu, being so powerful, no one can even dream of becoming like that. In a way, they had controlled death. But what was their end? We all know. So similarly, death is waiting for all of us. And what is happening? Also, throughout our life, from childhood to young age, then becoming old, throughout we have so many problems. Threefold miseries of this material world, always scorching us. The heat is so strong that we are burning. This is compared to all those snakes which are sitting at the bottom of the well. And the two branches, the rats which are eating the branch and the two branches. The branch represents our lifespan. And the rats, they are the daytime and the nighttime, black and white, continuously eating the life. Breath by breath, the lifespan is reducing. But in illusion, we think, oh, I'm growing older. Now I'm 40, now I'm 50, now I'm 80. But what is happening? I'm close to death now. The years are reducing. And I'm running faster towards death, towards the end of life. But I'm becoming so puffed up. This is because of illusion. And what is that drop of honey or that sweetness, that pleasure in this material world which keeps us always attached in this family life, in this social worldly life, is the love and affection of our near and dear ones, the kids, the wife. The momentary pleasure which we get, which is filled with selfish interest. The moment that selfish interest, that self-interest is not anymore there, how long it takes to break the relationship. And we are hearing every day the stories of divorces and so many things. Not only that, in newspapers we see so many things. People, even the brothers, sisters, friends, fathers, killing each other. We heard the story of the royal family of Nepal. The whole family being, you know, gunned down by their own family member. And we know the reason, material reason. In England, we heard last year there was a news in the paper where a young boy, probably he was just 11 years old, and he killed his own brother who was a six-month-old baby. He stabbed him with knife 17 times. You must have come across this news. So, this is so dangerous. Danger at every step. And at every moment, someone is looking with so many ulterior motives at us. But what we are thinking, that this love and affection or this relationship which I'm sharing with my friends and with my so-called relatives, my wife, my brother, my husband, my children, my father and mother, this is simply a trap set by Maya to keep us away from our goal, so that we cannot concentrate on the goal of life for which we have been given this human form of life. So again and again, all the sadhus, again and again in the shastras, again and again, Krishna, by so many ways, is simply trying to tell us to concentrate, to focus, and not miss this valuable form of life for the purpose which it has been given. This is called samsar guru.
Thank you. This shloka has two meanings. First is for those who are not so much high class of devotees, especially those who are mixture of devotion and mayavad, like yogis. First, or general person. And this meaning is that gopis are requesting Krishna that you are God, Supreme Personality of God. Oh, Kamal Nayan, whose eyes are like reddish lotus, and very, very merciful, we are remembering your lotus feet. We are now fallen down in family coop. Coop means well. We want to remember your lotus feet like yogis. What like yogis? They always meditate you. So we want to meditate and you should be merciful. So we are always meditating your lotus feet. But this meaning is what?
External.
But sometimes if anyone is telling something, juniors to seniors, then senior may tell, "Oh, I'm so foolish. Oh, you are so intelligent. I want to obey your instructions. Please give instructions what to do." What is this? In heart, he's angry. And he's telling, "Oh, I'm of so many years, I'm so much intelligent, you are junior, so much junior, and you are instructing me." Oh, in this way, gopis are in sulky mode, and they are telling, "What? This meaning is clear here. Oh Krishna, don't try to cheat us. We know you from beginning. You are a great cheater. We know. You have cheated us for a long time. Now we are now somewhat what? Chatur ho gai hain.
Clever.
You can cheat Lakshmi Devi. You can cheat your wife's at Dwaraka. You can cheat. Well, you can cheat all. But now we cannot come in your trap. You cannot. Ane na hridaye man, mor man Vrindavan. Mane bane ek karijani, tahar tumar padadvaya karaha jadi udaye, tabe tumar purna kripa mani. We don't want to come out of this worldly well, like family well. We want, we know, and you should know also, Anya Hridaya Man, worldly peoples, this heart is mind, no difference. Same thing, heart and mind. There is so much difference in heart and mind. Heart always full of love. And mind what? He thinks what is better, what is good, what is bad. Sankalpa vikalpatma. Thinking, this is better, this is not better. All this mind can do. But heart never thinks that whether that person is beautiful or not. He is quite intelligent or not, any qualification or not. Never, never. Rukmini, she heard so much glories of Krishna, so much, and his mercy, his beauty, everything. And then her sakhis, his father, mother, and all, they wanted to give this Rukmini married to Shishupal, telling that Krishna is not a king. He is a simple
landlord,
even not that. He is not so much qualified as Shishupal is. He is King of Kings, very beautiful, young. And he is somewhat golden color. And this person?
Black.
A black one, having no one. Always stealing something from other houses. Telling lie. You should give up that black fellow. And you should try to marry Shishupal. You should try to obey your father, mother, and your brother. But what Rukmini told, oh, once I have given my heart, I cannot return it back. Never and never. And what she did, without the consent of his father, her father, mother, and brother, anyone. Oh, he sent a Brahmin to Krishna. I don't want to marry with a Shrigal.
Jackal.
Never. I have given my heart to a lion. And now it depends that how in the front of a lion, a jackal can come and take me away. It depends on lion. So I have given myself solely as a lion to you. And if lion is not qualified and powerful to save me from that jackal, then what should I do? I will take poison, I will die. But I will not go with that jackal. You know, Uma, the wife of Shankar now, when she was not married, Narad came and told so many glory to Shankar. And then Shankar sent someone, oh, go and test that girl. And she, that person went to Uma Parvati and told her, oh, you are bogus one, not intelligent. Who is taking always mundamala?
The skull
always. And always keeping snakes here and there like ornament. Always naked. Oh, in whole body what doing? From criminal?
Crematorium.
Taking dust. Oh, when body is burnt, or the ashes. Oh, he puts it here. And big Rudraksha taking here. And sitting on board like mad persons. Why you have chosen that person to be a husband?
And a trident on his hand.
Always trident. Oh. Oh, I don't want. His father told, oh, my dear darling daughter, change your mood. I will marry with a very high class like Vishnu and others. Very beautiful. Why you have
chosen
this? And so many came. So even Shankar came in disguise. But she was, oh, I will marry only to Shankar, not to anyone, whether he is playing with Bhoot Pishach. Whether he takes always poison, or serpent everywhere snakes, though he is naked, no harm. What is that? Nothing. Oh, I have chosen for one time and next, I don't want to give up him. I will marry. So this is what?
Confirmation.
Here, I am giving that forwardly person for you all, for me also. Our mind and heart are
different.
And I gave this example. Heart never thinks that whether he is beautiful or not, what he has done, oh, forever. Mind can think of it. that what is sankalpa, what is vikalpa, what we should do. So, aner hirdaya man. Oh, their hearts what? Mind. Always problems. Always problems. Thinking this and that. More man Vrindavan. But my mind and heart are both one. No difference. My mind is Vrindavan. And you have told that, oh, meditate me. From where meditation comes? Mind. Understand from mind. So more man Vrindavan. Others, they can meditate. But our mind is what? Vrindavan. So, if you are instructing me that you should meditate and my lotus feet will come in your meditation. So, I want what?
Come your mind in Vrindavan.
Oh, my mind is Vrindavan. Heart is Vrindavan. So, if you are lotus feet are coming in Vrindavan, then we will be satisfied. Otherwise, never, never. So try to make your mind also, heart also. What? Vrindavan. In the guidance of gopis. Whether you are male or female, know how. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told that we have, all males have come from where? Oh, all the jivas are transformation of
tatastha
shakti. So we are power, not purush. We are all. So try to realize this. If you are thinking deeply, deeply, this your heart, and your heart will be so much developed. There is no need of doing all these things. Nothing. Gopis. If Narad will come in front of gopis, what gopis will do? You know?
They will do pranam to Narad.
They will do pranam, and it may be that they will take the lotus dust of Naradrishi. And what Naradrishi? He will think in his heart, I should not make upset them. What they are doing, they should. Oh, they are who? The gopis? Oh, he is... My worshipable is Krishna. And Krishna worshipable who? Oh, these gopis. I know. I should not disturb them. And when gopi will go, then he will take the feet dust. So more, even Narad cannot be the feet dust of gopis. He is praying like so much. That I should be, I worship, oh Supreme Lord, to be the dust of gopis, lotus feet. Very rare for anyone, even Brahma. Ja Brahma Shrudra Sukra Narada Bhishna Mukkai. Alakshito nasahasa purushasya tasya sadya vasi karna churda mantag sattim tang radhika charana renum anushma. I am always remembering what? The feet dust of lotus feet of Radhika. Even Brahma, Narad, Shuka, Narad, Brahma, Shankar, Bhishma, devotees like them. They meditate for the lotus feet of Krishna, that lotus feet of Krishna may come here. And the maid servant of gopis, what doing? Krishna is calling them, come on, come on. And for them, we will not come. We know that you are cheater. And Krishna will follow them. Follow them. Yatakin kari subhausa khaluka gubani. Nityam parasya purushasya sukhanda maule jasya kada rasnidhe vishubhanujaya tatkeli kunji bhavanangan marjanisha. Krishna is knocking the door of gopis. And there on the door, in some angry mode, rope and Rati Manjaris are there standing, like doing this. Oh, return back at once, you cheater. Jahi jahi Madhav. Oh, return back. You cannot come and meet. She is now in anger mode. Even she has told us that even a black bamboo bee should not enter. We don't to see any black thing. We want to color our this black kajal also. Remove kajal and then being white, you should come here. So cheater may come in another form. But always chastise. Or Subal Sakha. Like this. So Krishna is giving his head on the lotus feet of gopis, Rup Manjari, and requesting, oh, for a moment, please allow me to go there. And there, oh, never, it can be never. So what is the stage of Radhika? So, I want to be a broom, not broom. A one stick of a broom that is given in Radhika Kunja. How glorious she is. Krishna has made so much glorious. So they are telling, oh, you should know, oh Krishna cheater, Krishna, you should know. How? Like telling like this, oh Krishna. Mane bale ek kari jani. Our mind and our heart is same thing. So Vrindavan, you should think that our heart is Vrindavan. Tumar taha padadvaya karaha jadi udaya tabe tumar purna kripamani. If you are coming to Vrindavan with us and you can meet there with your flute, don't forget your flute. And peacock feather with come. And you should change your form. You should be the son of Nanda and Yashoda Mother. And Gopi Kanta, Radha Kanta being, and then come enter in this Vrindavan. Otherwise, no. We cannot allow you. Prananath. Oh. Prananath. Prananath. Sunamora Nasatya Nivedan. Brajay amar sadan, taha tumar sangam, na paile na rahe jivana. Oh, my Prananath. Prananath means my life and soul. Braj is my life and soul. Oh, Prananath. Oh, we are telling you truth. That Braj is our home. If you are not coming and meeting us in Vrindavan, we cannot keep our life. At once we will die. Like what? If fishes are taken out from water, and in moment they begin to
restless.
And next moment what they will be?
Die.
So we, more than that, fishes can have some moment their life, but we cannot keep. Purbe Uddhavadvare Ebe Shaksha. Like he is telling, we will explain tomorrow. My time is over. Who is the person? I wanted that should, I have given a word that she should come and she should do. You should do?
Hare Krishna.
You can come and sing.
Some devotees will leave tomorrow. And they requested Gurudev for initiation. So who will leave tomorrow for them?
Why
and
you are there? Not
initiation
there?
Will be 8:30 a.m.
Why you are
in the Bhajankati of Gurudev. So
come on here.
So they will register their name with Sri Balarama Maharaj.
Oh, keep it after.
Maharaj,
after. You should keep.
Or Vrindavan Vilas Nidhi or
you should come. There.
So local devotee must be confirm with them with Asa Maharaj or Ananda Maharaj. So please share your name with Asa Maharaj.
Yesterday, today, two devotees received initiation. We request you to stand up and Srila Guru will announce your spiritual name.
They have been
Sister of Damodar is here.
Very good.
Chandrika.
Oh, we have kept your transcendental name. What?
Chandrika.
Chandrika. The race coming from Srimati Radhika is Chandrika, one of the very high class of gopi. Chandrika Devi ki.
And today, Gopi Mandyari, she is here. She received an initiation. Dr. Ashtasaki.
Oh, I'm very happy to initiate her. Very qualified. She was in Gurukul also. And from beginning, she was like a devotee. Oh, what name I have given? Oh, she, her name was kept by her mother, Gopi Manjari. Oh, you can keep it, but we will call you Gopi Dashi Ki Jai. Oh, you can keep your name, Gopi Manjari, but we will call you Gopi Dashi. Begin. Oh, give my... Oh, you should begin. Swarupam Tasya Vrajamuripurim Madhurim Goshtvatim Radha Kundam Giribaramaho Radhika Madhavasam Prapto Jasya Prathita Kripaya Se Gurung Tang Natoshmi Bancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo.